Welcome, everyone. Bez Hashem, continuing Pel Yoyitz Nois Beis, and the new topic of Binyan, building, Shir number 184. And the Pel Yoyitz that was written around 200 years ago, in the early 1800s, tells us timely advice, which we might wonder, why is he telling us this in the Musar Sefer? And he actually tells us, if you're building any construction, make sure you have enough money to finish the project with double the amount that you were quoted on the finishing price. So if you're told the job will cost $2,500, make sure you have $5,000. This is exactly what he tells us. And anybody who has done construction in their house, they know that the final price that a person was given is not necessarily the price you're going to have to pay. Says the Pel Yoyitz, Abu Rabbi Seinu Zal, he brings Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, Kol Oisik Bebinin Mismaskin, whoever is involved with binyan, with construction, with building, he becomes impoverished. Why is this? Now, it doesn't have to mean literally he has no money left, but we all know that you start fixing this part, and that has to be fixed also, and then something, it's like a ripple effect, domino effect. One thing has to be fixed, then the next thing has to be fixed. When the person buys something, he knows how much the thing costs, how much he's going to spend. If he's able to spend on it, he'll buy it. But even Shloyovil is mismasking to a point where he's not going to become impoverished. Says the Pel Yoyitz, that's not the case when it comes to construction. His intention is to spend, let's say, $100. And then the expenses are more than $200, or more than double. Once he starts, we all know how it works. Everything is connected to the next part of the house, to the next this, and you need a new vanity, and then you need new lights, and you need a new light fixture, and you need to get the tiles had to be done, even though that wasn't part of the plan, and then you got to have to get a new mat to match the tiles. Everything else is another expense. One thing leads to the next. A person can come to a tremendous financial, we'll call it a loss. Now, at the end of the day, sometimes you have to do construction. That's just how life works. Either because a repair is necessary, or Baruch Hashem, let's say a family is growing and you need more bedrooms and you have to maneuver and make new rooms and change things around, or just over the course of decades, things collapse. However, it's not something a person should be trying to keep up with the Joneses. Unfortunately, it's a very difficult Yetzirah that one neighbor starts doing something and it gets into the mindset of the person, oh, I should do the same thing also. And eventually people start doing construction and trying to keep up with other people, not necessarily because they need to improve, but because they want to keep up with the Joneses. He's not necessarily talking about that over here. He's telling us, be careful when it comes to construction, to building. Make sure, he says like this, he says, L'chein, Roy l'gever sh'yachshav t'chilo, im yochol hoitzi kiflayim ala sher omdu sh'tzarech l'oisei abinis asik b'binyan. He says, therefore, the person who's doing this building, this construction, he should say to himself, if the price is set, whatever the price is, if for $5,000, make sure you have $10,000. Kiflayim ala sher omdu. Make sure you have double the amount from the estimate that was given to you. And if not, al yisasek. He tells us, don't get involved. And I'm saying this with a smile on my face because I've done construction also. I moved into my house here and things had to get done. There was no kitchen. The kitchen wasn't a suitable kitchen. It just didn't work for a Jewish family. We had to do this, do that. We all know the headaches that come with this. And you're told one thing, something else happens. Unless you manage to do something, you don't want to get involved just because you want to keep up with the Joneses. It's a very, very difficult Yetzirah. Now, of course, actually, sometimes it's very beneficial. Let's say, as we'll learn soon, a person doesn't have a study in this house. And each person, each man, husband, father, should have a place where he learns. It's miyuchad, if it's possible, to build himself a study. It's a very important Ben Yoina, and one of his svarim, he writes about this as well, to have a mokum yuchat. It could be your dining room table. If you don't have a place to build a separate room, it could be a dining room table. It could be anywhere. But you have to have a place that you're learning. Sometimes it's very beneficial. However, make sure you have double the amount of money. Imloy al yisasek, he suggests don't get involved. Should sorik lirois al achonus tchilo. Make sure you have the money to build what you need. Don't start the construction unless you have a lot of money in the bank to make sure you can finish the product.